I am the middleman here, so don't be yelling at me, please.
No, I'm just, I'm sorry, honey. I'm just angry.
Do not be rude with me.
I'm angry and upset, and I'm, you know, my mother's had a heart attack.
Some implant. We don't know what you're talking about. So just.
Listen, you horse's ass. Cement.
Shut up. You're the fucking horse's ass. I'm just.
Good. That was
who the
good.
Fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
98.6. No.
His own story is as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Ryan Fernandez-Coffin.
98.6 ML. All right, everybody. We did. Hello to all you people of inferior races all across the world.
Love. Love.
Yep. Man, I look chunky on camera today. I'm just depressed looking at myself on camera. I got such a bad angle. It just makes me look wide. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'm gonna hold you this fucking stream for you for the fucking hours now.
I've been busy. I was doing stuff that even my wife can't know about. My wife isn't even allowed to know about it.
Oh, dear. Hey. Oh, okay. Never mind. I didn't mean to cry.
Alright, you know? Shut up, asshole. What are you trying to do? I wasn't doing anything. I was here the whole time doing a show, asshole. What are you talking about? Keep the cover. Let's try this angle. Maybe it'll look more sexy.
I mean, yeah, of course you're doing it every long, long show.
All day. All day, every day. Well, everybody. Yeah, it's not bad. Look, I got a Barack Obama look to me there. I like it. I look like I got big ears. Whatever. Hey, folks. Madhouse Radio's here. Nunu mentioning I'm eating donuts and peanut butter again. Yep. That's me. Big Jen's over in the phone losers chat room. I call her tits. She doesn't like it. Deal with it. Too bad. You're a woman. That's how I talk to women. That's how Carlito talks to women. Not Carlos, just Carlito.
Oh, yeah, Carlito. Carlito's an asshole, right.
Yeah. He talks bad about women. I keep pulling the cable out from my laptop. Don't tell me I left my gallon of water out. Oh, hang on, here it is. Aha! Can't do a show without my nice cold gallon of water from the gas station. This one's Silver Springs. Bottled by Silver Springs Bottled Water Company. The source is a deep well in Florida. All right, cool. Let's see if they're open still. Hang on, let me call. They got their phone number on here. Let's see if we can find out more about this deep well. Source, deep well, Florida. I wonder if that's a city or just a deep well. Somewhere out in Florida. You know the one, Tuck. The deep well in Florida. Famous deep well.
Yeah, the well in Florida. The deep one.
This is it right here. We're calling Silver Springs.
Thank you for calling Silver Springs Bottled Water. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Currently, work is available. If you know your buddy's extension and care to leave a message, please dial it now. To leave a message in the general mailbox,
your call is being transferred to the receptionist.
You know, Tuck, if you would have started the show earlier, you know, they would have answered because they just closed 30 minutes ago.
This Cacti Radio chat won't let me in.
Fuck them.
That's all.
It's a race. Man. Racist white people over there. That's why they won't let you in, because you're not
racist white people.
Hi, this is Angie. I'm not available at the moment. If you leave me,
Fuck you, ho. Alright, well, that didn't work. Maybe I was here at the time I said I was supposed to be here, then it would have worked. Brendan's sending a number for a kebab place. Well, some losers with us today. That's good. He's sending in numbers already.
Excuse me.
Hey, you guys do kebabs over there, right?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, you guys do kebabs over there. That's what I'm asking.
Sorry?
Is it the name of the place, or do you actually do the kebabs over there?
Chicken kebab.
What style kebabs? What, Persian style, or what do you do? Afghan style?
Chicken, beef, lamb.
Not the meat, though, my good man. I'm asking what style is it. Is it Persian style, Asian style, Mediterranean style, Moroccan? Hello?
What do you want? Do you want to kebab or...
Yeah, I want to kebab, yeah, but I'm asking what style kebab is it? Is it Persian style?
No, frozen. Everything fresh.
No, I know it's fresh, man, but what I'm asking is what style kebab is it? There's a difference in the ingredient that you use, in the spices.
Yeah, the chicken shish kebab you can take, or lamb shish kebab or...
Shish kebab?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So how many you want?
I don't want to get sick with bad
chicken,
kebab.
Chicken lamb, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay, sure. Put me down for five of those.
Five lamb kebab, right?
Uh-huh.
Spicy.
How spicy? Is it American spicy or ethnic spicy?
Up to you. You like it spicy, no problem.
Well, what do you add? What do you make spice with? What do you make? Hot pepper? Red pepper? What do you use? Cayenne pepper? What do you use? Jalapeno? Habanero? What do you use? Curry?
Chili?
Chili?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Chili?
Yes.
What's the heat factor on it? And the heat rating?
What do you want? Do you want to be spicy or no? You are busy. I can't explain too much.
No, but listen. And one number from number 1 to number 10, how spicy is it?
Well, 1 to 10, you know, how many number you want to tell me?
From 1 to 80, is it like a 5?
How many you want? That's it.
Well, I said 10.
Okay, no problem. That's it.
All right, but from 1 to 10, how many spicy?
How many you want? You want 20, no problem. You want 100, no problem.
Okay.
Except for no problem.
No, let's not get nasty about 100. What's that about?
So...
What's that?
So how many you want, tell me, I want to 5 or 6 or little bit spicy, that's it.
Well, what I'm trying to ask you is how spicy is it? Give me a percent.
How many you want?
I'm asking about the hot spicy, you understand?
I understand the spicy. How many you want, that's it. You want to do spicy or regular?
But I'm asking you. What do you consider hot and spicy? Give it like an A, B, C, or D. You understand?
Yeah.
What would you say, A or B?
Up to you. Up, A chahiye to A dega, B chahiye to B dega, C chahiye to C dega.
What?
Okay, brother, please. We are busy.
No, give me, I want 17. I want 10, 10 spicy and 7 regular.
You want to... 7 is spicy, right?
No, I said 10.
10.
Uh-huh.
And,
I'm just a shot in the dark. Do you have banchad there? I don't know if you're from there or not.
Is it lamb kebab or chicken?
No, banchad. Does that make any sense to you if I say
no,
that?
No, only lamb, chicken, beef.
But no banchad?
No, nothing else.
Okay, no couscous? I'm trying to get him on something, but he's too friendly. Yeah, we'll try him again. He may be starting to get a little perturbed and upset and nasty. I threw banchot out there to see if he's into it. You never know.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was speaking to an effeminate man over there, and I think he dropped the phone on accident.
What's happened to you?
No, I was ordering food, and there was an effeminate man. I think he's a little senile.
I don't like sell you food, sell you. You don't call, okay?
You have to. You're forced to, or there's going to be trouble for you, mister.
Berger, I'll call police for you, okay?
Faggot.
Number, I know you.
Faggot.
Bye.
Bye. I don't want to mess with that guy. He's serious, man. He said he's going to call the police on us, Tuck. And I said the F word.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That happening again. Anymore.
We don't want him to call the police. We don't want him to call the police this week.
For Christmas.
I know, because we've never had that threat ever before. We've never been threatened with the police. The police. I know Google had a big announcement today, Tuck. Do you know what it was? Did you hear about it?
I didn't get sued last week from a gay escort.
Well, that's good. I'm trying to accept this stupid call. It's not coming up where I accept it. Show up somewhere. You hear it asking, right?
You got six seals, what you got?
Not taken. There we go.
Didn't they come up with a better sound for that?
Yeah, I could change it. I can make it the KDK laugh. No answer there. All right, let's go ahead and call... We got a Wawa Food Mart. We got a few of them here. And I'm going to be calling one right now. WAWA. They're a big chain up in the north, the Yankees.
So you can add your own sounds, not just what they have.
Unless you have a Mac. Piece of shit Mac. Expensive Mac.
Oh, whatever.
They don't let you do that. They don't let you have fun on the Mac. They just want you to spend their money.
Yeah, I bet they do. Someone look into that for me.
I'm Tuck. I fucking don't know how to use options. My mouse only has one button. I'm Tuck.
They got cool sound effects I can use.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for calling Get in Space in Long Island Computer. There's nobody available to answer your call. Please leave a message and somebody will...
He's trying to call that bitch Dr. Lego. He doesn't pick up the phone.
Dr. Lego.
That's where I'm going to get those right now. I don't know if
today was all drunk going on about Dr. Lego this weekend.
Dr. Lego? Does he still do shows and shit? Let's see.
I don't know.
Let's go to his site. Let's go to his site, prankcallradio.com, right? I took out prankcallnation.com, dude. We gotta do something with that.
Yeah, I gotta do that.
No, sir, I'm not being an asshole. I'm just saying we gotta do something with that. Well, prankcallradio.com is still up, but I don't see any word about this. No word about shows. I could have sworn
that's
he said he still does shows.
2007.
What was the dead talking about?
Last update was 2007.
Your what? What?
When was his last update? 2007.
Oh no! He was doing shows a few months ago, as far as he told me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened since then. I'm grabbing a few of these Wawa machines. I'm gonna give them a call. I'm going up and open up a notepad. So Tuck, you got a Mac? Do you have a note like you know? We have Notepad, you know, you make a text document on the fly. Do you have anything like that on the Mac, iOS, on the OS? Is it called Note Machine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind of whatever, like that, yeah. What? You want
a
text document? What kind of text document you want?
I'm just curious. I tried to install, I downloaded,
Yeah.
I got my hands on a downloaded copy of Snow Leopard, you know, and I was going to install it on my laptop or my server. I wanted to learn it. Just to have, you know, the experience. Cause I work
what kind of machine was it?
Well, none of my laptop processor doesn't support the virtualization that'll let me run it on there.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work.
Yeah, no, you can, but you got to have a certain kind of processor, and then the one for the server has the processor for it. But I don't have... I got to get a better...
No Leopards work on Intel processors.
Well, yeah, I know. But, yeah, the Intel processor that I have in particular doesn't support it on the laptop. I've got an AMD processor that does support it, but you have to have a special BIOS for this particular motherboard. But the computer that I have it with, it's actually like an old Compaq kind of computer. It's not necessarily like Asus or something that they have custom hacks for like that. So I can get it done. I just have to request it at a few website. Yeah. There's a few websites out there that will give you custom ones and stuff, but... I was like, oh, fuck, that's too much work. And I really wanted it on the laptop, not on the server. The server just sits there for shit. I wanted to have the Mac, you know, operating system running in a virtual computer on my Windows 7 laptop. So I just want to learn, you know, how to navigate in there and how to troubleshoot things. And so when I get customers in the future now, they'll call me. Because right now, I'll get a customer where I work and they're on a Mac. I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, you're going to have to hold because I'm going to have to, you know, find instructions online on how to do this because I don't know. And it happens a lot.
Gotcha. And, right.
And I'm trying to make myself more marketable. Plus, yeah, I like to learn. I mean, I'm trying to remain open-minded. I thought about buying a Mac a few times, but it's just too damn expensive, Tuck. I mean, like...
Yeah, they have Word and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You have to get Mac version
I know.
Of Word and Mac version of this and that. And
yeah.
Everything.
I mean, if you, really I mean, you're not going to be able to game on it very much, but you can do anything else for them. You can surf the web, and you can definitely do a better job. I could do a better job at editing podcasts and stuff like that. And, you know, show audio.
If you get Adobe,
GarageBand.
If you have Adobe stuff, I have the what is the,
Flash.
SoundBooth is a great audio editor.
What about I hear about GarageBand a lot? GarageBand this, GarageBand that. You ever use that?
Nah, GarageBand is gay.
It's gay. It's old, right? Isn't it one of the old from the 90s? I think it's been out for a while, right? One of those tried and true user.
It's from the first OS X.
Oh wow, it's old.
Family. And it's updated of that.
Is it Apple's? It's not Apple's, though. It's somebody else, right? It's they're their own thing, or is it Apple's
yeah,
product?
Yeah, no, it's Apple.
Oh, it is Apple's product.
iLife. It's from the iLife package.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. See, I don't know these things, man. I mean, I'm sure it's a nice... I mean, Mac fans are Mac fans. They've got their own little culture going on, and I like to be able to, you know... I may not be a Mac, you know, daily user, but I like to be able to help out customers that aren't a Mac. Because, I feel like an asshole when I can. Anyway!
No, everyone uses auto-tunes and...
Auto-tune.
And all that kind of stuff.
Kanye.
Stuff.
I heard Kanye West has a new
yeah.
auto-tune program
Adobe,
coming out.
Adobe SoundBook is really good for editing, though.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Calling one of those wah-wahs. Wah! Wah-wah. Fuck.
Happen again, Tuck.
Fucking gravity. Do you hate fucking gravity sometimes? That gravity's a bitch. Tuck, I want to mention, I posted in the forums about people helping us out with some voiceover work for promos that you've heard some of them, Tuck. I've got the music and all edited up. It just needs...
Thank you for calling Golden Mills. Well, let me help you.
Yeah, listen. I don't appreciate the fact that your things are always in cleaning mode over there, and I can't get what it is that I want to get.
What's in cleaning mode?
The ice-y kind of thing. You know that ice thing? What do you call that thing with the butane propane on it?
The ICs?
That thing is always in a cleaning mode.
That's an auto cycle. I don't control that. It does that itself.
No.
It freezes or thaws.
The other day I came in and the man said that he thought that someone during the day kept doing it right before the time that I always come in at the same time because I'm on a schedule. And he said that I had to call in and talk to the people before I headed out there to make sure they turned... She said to make sure that you turn the cycle machine off, she said. And she told me she works on the late shift, and she told me that. To call in before I come out and say that you're supposed to turn off the cycle machine on it.
Turn off the icy machine?
Yes.
If I turn it off, it will definitely go into defrost. They're all frozen right now. If you're coming in the next 5 minutes, they're all frozen. I have no idea what they would have told you.
No, she told me to make sure I call 3 minutes before and that you turn off the cycle machine. To make it stop going into the clean spin cycle that it does where it messes the things up.
Who did you speak to?
Martha.
There's no one here by that name.
She works at the other Wawa. But she said, anyone that I go to, that you're supposed to be able to turn off the cycle machine. She's a manager, and she can get you in trouble. So she works.
I believe you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I have no idea what you're talking about turning off. I'd be happy to do it, but I don't know what you're saying to turn off.
Just because I'm from the Republic of Samoa doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm talking about. Racist. I don't know how they are about Samoans. Don't give Samoans a good time. I'm going to tell her. She doesn't have to hang up on me.
Samoa, give big love.
Good evening, Mom. Let me help you.
She doesn't need to hang up on me like that.
Okay, hon. I have no idea what cycle you want me to turn off. I'm not prejudiced. I don't know where you're from, but
you
I have no idea what you want me to turn off.
Let me talk, please, honey. You don't need to hang up. Let's talk about hanging up. Why did you do that? Because I'm going
to
call back.
Can I help you? Because I have a lot of things to do. If I can help you, I'm happy to. There's nothing I can turn off. The ice machine, it goes through its cycles on its own. I really do not know what you want me to turn off.
But if it's turning, I can't get the stuff out. Every time that it's turning, I want to get some out, but the thing is turning, and I can't get it out.
Okay.
I don't understand how hard it is to turn it off so people can get the product. Do you not sell it there? But what happened? Why did you hang up the phone? Just explain
that.
Sir,
I'm not. I have no idea where you're from. And when you start saying I'm being rude to you because you're from a different country, that's when I know I cannot even have the conversation with you.
But why?
The ice machine is working right now. If you want to come in, help yourself. There's nothing I can turn off on it. If I turn it off, it thaws out and then it's liquid.
But if it's moving,
so come on in if you want it.
Hello.
I'm not prejudiced. No, you won't.
Hello. How do you get the stuff out if it's turning? Because you're not supposed to mess it up.
You pull the handle down and it comes out. Come on in. I'll be happy to help
you
get an ice.
It'll mess it up. The lady said it messes it up.
No, come in. I'm happy to help you, but I can't continue this right now. I need to go to the line.
Will you pull on the thing for me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Say it like that. Say that part. She left the phone off the hook. We'll keep her in the background and I'll call someone else. I wonder how far away Glenn Mills is from Aston, PA.
He's giving you some business.
I'm giving you the business, motherfucker. Play that music again. She can't hear me. I got her on mute. And we're going to call another Wawa. How do you conference again? What do you hit here, Tuck? Oh, forget it. You got the Mac version. Never mind. Ah!
Which, by the way, I gotta remember where it is on a new machine. Hey, I need a password code.
You have
for
it.
For the Skype Madhouse.
Now you told me, but I was.
I need it again because I'm on a new machine.
I was in the toilet when you told me at the airport.
Good evening, Aston Wawa, Marion speaking.
Hey, is this Wawa?
Yes, it is.
Listen, I'm on hold over here with the Glenn Mills place, and she hung up. She doesn't want to answer my questions, and she said I had to call you back and ask about the icy machine.
Okay, what's this pertain to?
The Glenn Mills Wawa. She said to give you a call.
We're not at Glenn Mills. I'm in Aston.
I know, you're in Aston. She's in Glenn Mills. She's on the other line.
And what does she want us to do?
Well, she said you're supposed to tell me how to pull on the thing for the icy. That she says you're not supposed to turn it off. That you're supposed
Hold on
to
a minute, okay?
Who is this? Tuck, did you see the message I sent out about us making toilet?
Okay, you're going to have to hold on a minute.
Hey, listen.
What
happened with Kim over there? Because she's the one over there telling me to do this and do that, and I look like a jerk calling the other Wawa when they said they don't know what she's talking about.
That's all right. Hold on a minute. Kim's right at the register, okay?
She's a maniac.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Hey, is this Kim?
Yes.
Hey, Kim, listen. I was talking to the Glenn Mills Wawa. I was talking to Gabrielle over there.
Okay.
She said to give you a call that you people, she said that you guys were all wrong, that I could talk to Kim and get it straightened out.
What do I need to help you with?
It's the icy machine.
What about it?
They told me that I can call any Wawa before I go out, at least 30 minutes out, and they'll turn it off the cycle machine on the icy machine. And that's how I can use the extraction thing. But I can't go there and start pulling on things and the machine's running and it's going to break. And then who's responsible? I'm going to be liable for this. Every
I don't even know who I'm talking to. You want me to shut my icing machine down?
Well, if I'm going to come in and use the extrude mode on it, you have to turn off the cycle machine.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Someone said good night.
Are you doing... What?
Who said have a good night?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never had to turn the icing machine off.
But how do you explain to me how you're supposed to get stuff out when the machine's still running? It's going
to
break.
I'm not talking to you. You're rude.
You see what I mean?
But you're rude. Why?
See what I mean, Tuck?
Rudy!
Hang on. What are they talking about over here?
And you actually hung up on him and she goes, I'm not talking to you. You're rude.
You heard over there explaining it. I'm gonna call the police. All right, man. I gotta take a piss. I know I just got on the air, but I really gotta make urinate. Foiled again by the smart women of the Wawa. Lonesome Loser also sending in a number for the Camel's Hump View Farm Tourist Home. That's a long bunch of words.
Wow, that's a lot of chocolate.
A lot of chicklets in the mouth right there.
Lots of chocolate.
All right, let's play some PLA pranks here from back in the day while I go urinate. I'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Urination.
Let me know which one it is. Because I going to you.
And it's all frosty, I'm sorry.
What else you want, bitch?
Who did it?
Fucking microphone. Who said that indeed, everybody? Hello? Huh. Ah!
Hello?
Alright.
You there?
I wish I knew how to do that. All I know is that I ruined my toaster 2 years ago when RBCP supposedly posted a way that you could do that. You know.
Do what? What was it doing?
Hack into the,
Using a toaster?
Shut up. You use a toaster, and you connect the CB radio to it. And he said this. You connect a CB radio to a toaster, and you're supposed to put some bread in it. You turn it on, and then you can talk to the people on the drive-thru. But it only works for certain ones, only the ones that serve Pepsi in the store. They don't like any of that. They don't sell Coca-Cola. They don't. It's only the PepsiCo ones, like, you know, Taco Bell, KFC, A&W, the Yum Foods.
Now, why is Pepsi important to the toaster?
Because PepsiCo was the company that used to own and run KFC and Taco Bell and Pizza Hut and stuff like that. And in their drive-thrus, they have a certain kind of radio machine for the drive-thru people. And that one is it's exploitable, as what you're hearing, you understand. And but that that company was later divested over to a company out of Japan called Yum Foods, Y-U-M exclamation point Foods, and they own all those. Long John Silver's is in that, and also A&W.
The don't work no more.
A&W. Yeah, but it was a April Fool's joke, and I ruined my toaster. Thank you, asshole. I almost started a fire in my car.
Did you leave the bread in too long? Because it seems like you had to have the bread down working in the machine for you to get their frequency.
I almost started
had that all the way on high.
I almost started a fire in my car, and that could have been dangerous, and then I would have put a lawsuit. I like how the lady is saying she's going to put a lawsuit. I love that. I'm going to put a lawsuit. She's going to call the police. She's going to kick their ass, call the police, and then pull a lawsuit on the restaurant that's trying to explain to her it's not us. It's someone in the fucking parking lot using a radio that they're tapping into ours. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. That would be tons of fun to do. You'd have to do it somewhere, you know, with a lot of other parking lots and shit going on around. Like, you know, if you do it...
You have to be aware of where
you are.
Get that food court and shit all around you.
That's right. You got to be watching the cops, and you got to have a CB radio in the background watching the cops. I know how to do it. I know. There's apps that do that now on the iPhone. Mike Tucker, Tuck,
there's an ad for that.
Why don't you have an iPhone if you like the Mac so much? But you do even have a cell phone?
Because I don't fucking go anywhere. I don't need it.
Yeah, but what?
I
if
don't need it.
You never drive. You have a car. You have a car, right?
I do, but what? I'm driving. I don't need my fucking shit.
You don't ever drive into town to buy stuff like, you know, condoms, tampons,
yeah,
milk.
But I mean, that gets me a break away from here and the computer shit. I'm going to break from the computer shit.
You should get a burner.
I don't take it with me.
Get a burner. Get a burner phone, man. You get a phone for like $20 and it's like 10 cents a minute. You can do pranks on it.
Yeah, why though?
Why not?
Well, yeah. That's an idea.
Get a burner. Get a burner. Let's call Wawa, ask about burners. We're going to continue calling Wawa. We also got Mike Boner and Sun Lodging. Lodging. Mike Boner and Sun Lodging. All right. Wawa Food Machine, coming up again.
Sanchez Wallace Anderson.
Hey, I was asking about those burner phones over there. You got any burners?
About what?
The burners. You got any burners?
Who is this?
This is Cross. You got any burners over there? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You know those phones that are like burner phones that you just, you can stay anonymous and you get them? What does she hang up? I'm asking her a legit question. They got burner phones. Stupid. You call her back. I'll insult her first for hanging up and asking her. I'll make a big deal about that. Like, what's with the hanging up? I like doing that. I had a customer hang up on me the other day and I did that. I called him and said, what's with hanging up? You didn't think I had your phone number and your address and your social security number here in front of me and all this shit? You're going to say fuck you to me and then act like that? I'll call them back and say, hey, man. I got a lot of information here, you know. I know a lot. I'll fuck you up. I said it just like this. I'll fuck you up, man. Can you imagine? That's not true, but that'd be kind of some balls. Call a customer and like, hey, I'll fuck you up, man. If I get to the point where I can quit my job, the last day I'll probably do something like that just for the hell of it. I worked at a call center back in 2006, and I got a chance to quit it. And I transferred one person to Pizza Hut. Remember that. All right. I'm going to do another Wawa call here, see if we can find out about the burner phones. You know, this one's in Philly. I'm sure they know about burners over there.
Is Raven calling yet? Supposed to call
no.
Further calling you now, so give her a second.
Wawa 218, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you? Good.
Good.
That's super. Hey, listen, what about the burner phones over there? What do you got going on with them? You got Net10? What you got?
Phone cards?
No, I want burner phones.
Burner phones?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello, you still there?
Yeah, you got them burner phone.
Burner phones. The only thing we have is phone cards. I don't understand anything else.
You don't know what a burner phone is?
No, I have no idea.
It's a phone you use so people can't track you, you know, these clean phones.
No, we don't have any of them, though.
And prepaid. Oh, you got these burner cards?
Yep.
You got Net10 cards there?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 10 cents, right? How much are they? 10 cents a minute? What do I do for it? Net10.
I have no clue. I don't use them. I don't know anything about them, hon.
Is there one that a lot of people use there a lot? What's the most popular one? So I know. Because I want to come. I want to get cars from you, you know? I like this place. It's nice. You guys got nice deals, nice things there.
Okay, hold on one second.
Nice girls.
Hello, can I help you?
I'm trying to figure out what's the deal there with the burner phone cards.
With the what phone cards?
For the burners, you know? Burner.
I don't know what that is.
It's a phone that you use for bad things, you know?
No, I have no idea what that is.
You get a cheap phone at the gas station.
Okay.
You know, and then you can buy these
cards. Like a prepaid cell phone, you mean?
Yeah, because you got bad credit, and then you don't want the police to know who you're calling and stuff like that if you get caught.
Okay.
All right, so.
What's your question?
You got the cards for that there?
Well, the only ones that we carry are for, like, all the main name companies.
Oh.
Like the Virgin Mobile, the Verizon, the Singular, those types are the only ones. We don't carry off brands.
You got it for Schwarze?
No.
You don't got Net10s?
Net10, I can take a look. That one sounds familiar, but let me just double check to see if I have that.
Because that one, man, they don't ask for any information or nothing.
All right, hold on.
You don't got to give the name or anything. You can put in like Baba Booey. Just going to check everybody. That's good. Net10. Yeah, Net10. That's the burner to get. Everybody's a Net10, I'm telling you.
Megan said wait 10 minutes, she's getting off work.
I see.
Okay, the only three that I have are AT&T, Virgin Mobile, and Verizon.
You don't have the net. All right, because, man, I'll tell you what, the Net10, they don't take your information. You can put in, like,
you can
any
get
name.
That Rite Aid tells us.
Rite Aid's?
Yep.
All right, but here you don't have any cards for Net10.
No, we don't. No, I just have the three that I mentioned.
Maybe in the past they did, you know, but now you don't have it anymore because it's a bad. It's for bad things. I do bad things with the phone.
Okay.
The other day I took the phone and I called somebody and then I threw the phone off a bridge into the water.
Okay.
I didn't want them to track me down.
Okay. Is there anything else I could help you with? Because I've got a line of people I need to help.
Yeah, then I buy drugs with the phone. I call my friends to buy drugs and stuff.
All
right.
All right. Well, you have a nice day.
I like to call for marijuana and stuff. Yeah, he doesn't understand. Burner phone. That's what you use it for. Whatever. It's really stupid. I gotta go, in the living room again, sorry. So I'm gonna have to, I'm getting something taken care of here.
All right?
More hotel shit.
You just keep that in mind. You're gonna put us through to the room or not?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Unless you give me the name of the guest in the room, I'm
not. Didn't
you
already? Sarah Washington, 308. And she's pregnant and she's troubled and she needs to speak with us right now.
Who is this that's calling?
I'm her sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. And you have a name?
Of course I have a name, and I don't
but
appreciate
I
your
name,
bitchy
please?
Little attitude. Jesus doesn't like that either.
Ma'am?
Are you in public
would
relations?
Would you like to talk to the manager? I'll be glad to transfer you to the manager.
Is the manager a bitch also?
I don't know, but I think you'll probably get as far with her as you will with me, calling me a bitch.
You're going to get as far with me as you would with Jesus, calling Jesus a bitch. Now put me through to the fucking room.
Very busy.
Oh, boy.
I just want to make
a
point.
I'm afraid of height.
If I can interrupt that asshole who's talking over there, making jokes. I think it's not the man's responsibility to pull out dinner. To thaw out. I think this is a woman's responsibility before she goes out to work to take out the dinner and let it thaw herself. Because I don't know what dinner she wants to make. I don't think it's a man's job to make the dinner. I don't think it's a man's job to pull out the dinner either. I'm a man and I don't have to do that. And I want to be on record saying that, and this is recorded. Thank you. I don't care.
Thumbs up,
too bad. That's why I know what I just said. I said, too bad. You see this right here? And I pulled down my pants and said, you see this right here? You see this right here? I'm a man. I don't have to do that. So when you need the trash taken out or something fixed, you call me. I'm your guy. But pulling dinner out and this and that about the dinner, fuck you. Bullshit. What was that? Was the Skype ringing? I heard a doo-doo. Sounded Skype-ish.
I heard that too. I heard
they did. Alright. Okie dokie. China Chili Cheese Restaurant. Let's call them. We got some more Lonesome Losers here. The Fat Boys Bar and Grill. Fat Boys is very good barbecue. So let you know, they got good sauces. answer there. It's called the loggers. Mike Boner and his son, or commercial loggers.
I think we're supposed to block Google ads. Maybe because it's a Chrome. We can't. We have Chrome now, and I can't block Google ads very well.
There's extensions to ad block, and that was a Ustream ad.
Yeah, I have that.
Password team, this is Kyle.
Yeah, this is the logging place.
Huh?
I need to talk to some loggers about a job. I need to get done.
A logger?
You know, loggers, yeah. Who did I call? I called the wrong area code. I called the Wawa again. Whoops. I don't know what that's about. How that happened. He's like...
Oh, no. Ask him.
Wrong number. I should call him back.
You make big logs? Get it? Sitter in a sitter? Do you make big logs in a sitter?
That's stupid. No, that's the burner place that I called, but I just called asking for a logger. Whoops. That's pretty funny, though. Hey, man, I need to get a logger. I could be talking about beer, but I understand over there in Pennsylvania you can't buy beer.
I do wrong numbers, but realize until halfway through.
Chuck, can you buy a beer at the gas station over there where you live? Does that work? Or no?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Grocery store, too, or no?
Thank you for calling Fat Boys. Ricky, how can I help you?
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
Good.
All right, listen, I was talking to Anita, talk to somebody about the barbecue sauce over there.
Uh-huh.
Does it got any of that gluten in it?
You don't have to check. Hold on one sec.
You taste some? Shit. Oh, excuse me. So, yeah, Tuck, I was saying before, I know Google has a conference right now, and they had a big announcement about, it was search-related, they said. Not a big announcement, but a new product. I didn't get a chance to follow it, though. I was busy. I wasn't watching the live coverage. I don't know if you heard anything about it. I'm going to check the news right now for it.
Of what? What?
I don't know. They had already said for several days they were going to have a big thing being announced today. Not a, you know, let's see. I'm looking.
Who is announcing?
Google did today, man. Google. Leviathan, you know, them?
No, Google, no,
Here we go.
No.
Listen, this is what it is. Instant search. Google is offering its users instant gratification by showing search results while a request is being typed. That sounds pretty cool. I have to check that out. Is that already in place?
What do you mean?
Like, if you, the minute, you know how now when you go to Google to the site, and you start typing and it starts giving you suggestions as to what it might be, you know, to autocomplete, which I love. Oh, that saves so much time.
As you're typing in.
Yeah. Like, I might be, let's say I'm putting in Touchtone Terrorist. And I'll put in Touchtone, space, and a teen. It's already saying Touchtone Terrorist, Touchtone List. You know, it starts
getting... There is no gluten in our flour, or in our barbecue sauce. There is no gluten in our barbecue sauce.
You said we're saying something about sour. Are you sure?
Huh?
There's no gluten in the barbecue sauce. Are you sure? Because
yeah.
If I have even a little bit of gluten, it just, it affects me.
Yeah, well, yeah, we just looked on the ingredients. We use Sweet Baby Ray's, and then we add seasoning to it. So.
Okay. It doesn't have any flour in it?
Nope, none whatsoever.
Right. Do you do anything with flour over there?
Yes, we do a lot of stuff with flour, but that's not one of them.
But is there a way you can keep the meats separate when you make my meats from the flour and everything?
Yeah, oh yeah. We don't, there's nothing on our grill that we use flour with.
That's good. You just fry with flour?
Yeah, we just fry with flour.
Okay, that's good. Well, you know, that really just messes up my whole idea, so I don't have anything else.
Oh, no.
Right.
Sorry about that.
All right, whatever. Thanks for a lot. Thanks for nothing. Asshole.
Okay.
All right, bye, stupid. Stupid bitch. Why does she have to have no gluten in the fucking sauce? I had nothing at that point. I was going to make a big argument about that. And I feel bad because she's really being nice. At least I didn't call her a bitch or something. I just said stupid. That's not a big deal. I had an idea for a license plate.
You're being an asshole about it.
I want to get a vanity... In Florida, you don't have to have a license plate in front of your car, so you can get those goofy ones or whatever you want. And you get the stupid white people get the gators on there. I'm sure where you live, they probably get like the Vols, the Volunteers.
Oh,
you know. Yeah, that's what you get where you live, probably. Though I'm a Vols fan. I never went to college, but I'll fucking fuck you, motherfucker.
Orange and white tee.
Yeah, it's like, and you know these people never went to college. They're fucking working construction. They're like, I'm with the Vols.
Never, ever,
no. I'm with the Gator Nation.
Go Vols!
Yeah!
Look at the... Go Vols!
I know a guy who was in...
I'm drunk as shit!
I know a guy... I know a guy who was in jail for a year. He was down to, like, his 11th month, and he had good behavior, and he's a fucking guy. He never went to college, just a friend of mine who was in prison, and he was, like, like 3 weeks off, and the fucking FSU fucking UF Gators game was on, and he got into an argument with a black guy, and they got into a fight, and he beat the shit out of the black guy, and he got an extra 3 years in prison. It's like, dude, you were, like, 3 weeks away, and you fucking... You got in a fucking college football game so much where you have no chance ever in your life. You're such a piece of shit that you have no chance ever in your life of going to college, let alone being any way really invested. Like, I can imagine if I was like, you know, if I got my master's at UF, then I'd beat someone up over it. Because then,
well,
you know, that was my alma mater. But this guy's like, girl, I barely finished high school.
College is all about that ball team.
The guy that finished high school at 20 years old is going to get into a fight over his favorite college football team.
Yeah.
Over his...
college,
and he buys everything in...
The college.
He's a Gators
fan. He's giving shit about that ball team.
Yes. Anyway.
It's
been
10 minutes.
Maven can call you in yet? Yeah, Maven can. Maven, if you're listening out there, big girl, call in. We'll record those piece by piece on the phone right here. We will do it. In the meantime, I got to do more pranks. I'm dragging here. John Smith in England. John Smith. Isn't John Smith, that's a common name, but that sounds like a... Who was a John Smith in the past? Any he sail in the Puta Maria? And the Puta Maria. That would be the Whore Mary in Spanish. Isn't John Smith the name of a fucking captain of some fucking gay ship that came to America back in the day from England? Bunch of Puritans.
Oh, yeah.
Is it John Smith? I don't know if it is. I'm just...
Pocahontas or something.
Was that John Smith? I don't know. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
bro?
Pocahontas. I think it's a John Smith and Pocahontas.
I got his number here. Let's give him a call. He's in England. The Puta Maria.
I think she's going to call in, though. Hang on.
Well, she's got to tell me for sure now. She's got to wait. Tell her, hey, big girl, there's a prank call. Man, I go for some barbecue right now. I'm going to call Fat Boys back and say I'm sorry. Hello? John?
Hello?
I'm sorry about calling at this time. Is it too late?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Bye.
Like, can I speak to John, please? Why did I do that? That was stupid. Try again. Let's ask for permission this time. What was I talking about? I got off track. John Smith.
Pocahontas.
I said we should do something, but I forgot. Listen.
It's gonna Pocahontas.
Listen. All right. Bah. Hello? You're listening to me. Why don't you talk to me? Please. Please talk to me. Don't hang up. Please. No. It's important that I talk. Someone just needs to listen to my information, please. Hello? I'm begging you, please. This is serious. It's something I need to tell somebody. Please listen. Please respond. I know you're listening to me. Please, I beg you. Just acknowledge or hit a button if you hear me, please. Please. I'm a father. Alright. That's not gonna work. I'm a father. I'm a mother works. I should have said that. I'm a mother.
Okay, I'll let her know. Oh.
Barbecue's what I was talking about. That's right. I could go for some barbecue right now. Alan King in the UK coming in. Hey, good lonesome loser. Good work. Ken the Gousing. He did book Hot Ass. Tombstone checking in. He knows I'm on the air right now, but is it okay if he asks me something when the show is over? Ask me something now, Tombstone. You know, that's an awesome movie, Tombstone. Of all those, of all the movies in the 90s, yeah, that's one of my favorite 90s movies is Tombstone. That's a badass movie. That was a very underrated movie, I think.
I gotta agree with you there.
Yeah, dude. Tombstone is an awesome. If you haven't watched that, dude, that's gotta be on Netflix somewhere. Tombstone, man. Who was in that? Was Val Kilmer wasn't in that. He was in one of those, but not Tombstone, was it? No.
Val Kilmer was in it. Kirk Russell was in it.
Oh, he was. Okay, I got the right one.
Sam.
Raimi?
Sam Neill?
Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott was in that. Yeah, Sam Elliott was in that. Yeah, yeah.
The cowboy. The mustache cowboy guy.
Yeah, yeah. It is Sam Elliott, right? I confused Sam Elliott with the guy that was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, there's a guy that was in Jurassic Park. Sam Elliott was the guy in the Hulk.
Sam Neill is a confusing because they're both named Sam.
Wasn't he the dude in the Hulk, too?
No, the Hulk was Eric Bana.
Yeah, but Sam Elliott was like a general or something, right? Or wasn't he like a fucking field officer? He was like,
maybe, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, maybe.
It was, yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know why people didn't like that first Hulk. I liked the shit out of the first Hulk. The first Hulk was good. I don't know why people disliked that, so it was just fun to watch. I didn't take it serious, but...
Because it was paced badly... For a Marvel superhero thing, it was paced badly.
Well, for the Hulk, they had a lot they could have done that they didn't, you know?
Yeah.
Someone asking, am I, are we guys...
I'm gonna justify that in the,
Bro, you guys had... Version. Bro, you guys had Madhouse Radio and iPhones. Did they mean, do we have? Hang on. Do we have or had? That doesn't make any sense. How you English talk, sir? Where are you from? Say it again. Mr. Brown. Some guy, last name Brown, is talking about, do we have an iPhone machine? I don't have an iPhone machine. So sorry.
No.
All right, let's call Alan King. Man, I got to call back the barbecue place and apologize and just tell him it's just that I'm in the mood for barbecue. I got bursitis or something. I don't know. I'll say something.
She didn't call you?
Shit, which one is this? This is Alan or... This is Alan. No, she didn't call in. I got to turn. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, listen, I was just talking to Ann. She said to call over, give Alan a call about coming in. Hello?
What?
I was supposed to talk to Alan about him coming in, a substitute.
Coming in where?
Coming into the plant, the substitute for the volunteer work. He signed up.
No, you got the wrong one.
No, Ann said to call from the office. I'm really sucking today, sir. Sorry, sir. Tucking. She ready to call in yet?
Hello.
Listen, is this Alan?
What do you want?
Well, your wife hung up. What was that about? How that happened? Did she make a mistake?
No, she didn't angle, but fed up with these nuisance phone calls.
What nuisance phone calls? I'm calling from the plant. Ann said to give you a call. Said Alan needs to come into the plant. The volunteer.
What plant? What are you talking about?
The plant. The cement plant.
Cement plant? We don't know what you're talking about. So just...
Listen, you horse's ass. Cement...
Yeah, shut up. You're the fucking horse's ass. I'm just...
Good. That was good. That's a drop right there we can use. You're the fucking hate you. I think it's too late for me to grab that shit. I want to hear that now. I want to hear that in real time, but it's too late already. Must hurry.
Maven said she got a grocery store when she called that number.
A grocery store?
Like she said,
and then
she requested barbecue sauce.
Oh, man, that's not right.
Maven said she got a grocery store when she...
See how you sound, Tuck? Is that funny?
Yeah, stay
All right. worse.
I listen back to my shows and stuff, and I cringe, too.
You get used to it. I used to cringe a lot, man, but...
Yeah, I'm more used to it than I was. I've done this podcast back in, like, 2006, 2007. And I kind of get over my cringe-worthy-ish-ness.
Venison. Remember our good friend Venison? He recorded some of the voiceovers for us, too. That's nice.
Cool. Very nice.
Kokanee's out fishing today, just so you know. He's editing podcasts.
Fishing.
Someone's asking to me a little earlier today, when are we putting more stuff up on the Madcast? That's going to be... Kokanee's working on that now. That'll be pretty soon. Stand by for that.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff. Good stuff.
The dad complaining about his classes. He's back in school. I'm thinking about going to get my bachelor's done next semester at the big university again.
Your bachelor's?
Bachelor's degree.
Yeah, but you're married. Huh.
Remember coming in for B. Queenie? That's a funny name, B. Queenie. Canadian reporting that Madhouse Live is awesome, makes studying in college so easy.
One in front of the number.
Okay. Studying for college is not, I don't know. I try to study now. When I was younger, I used to be able to listen to talk radio and study when I was first going to college and when I was in high school back in the late 90s. I could do that, and it was good. But now I end up, if I try listening to the Madhouse stuff or, if I try to listen to Lego or Zolar and shit like that while I was trying to study, I just ended up not studying. It was bad. It got really bad to a point. And I had to force myself not to, you know, tune into any of these podcasts or Howard and shit like that. Just music I can listen to. And not even rap music, because then I start listening to the lyrics. It's fucking crazy. Just instrumentals and, new agey kind of stuff. What was I doing here? I'm zoning out. I got a number that
hopefully
I copied.
You're waiting on Maven. Hopefully she's calling in right now this second.
Yeah, Maven. Zolar signing in. Zolar.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Listen, buddy. Wanted to let you know, Mr. Queenie, that we're looking to see if you could come down to the plant, do a little bit of volunteer work for us. We got some problems with the water backing up. This is B. Queenie.
Who is this, please?
This is Cross. I'm calling from the plant. I was wondering if you'd be maybe nice enough to come down and join us. We'll make some tea.
How'd you get this number?
You're on the list from the local ministry. You're in the local book, the local register. You know, from the ministry office. So you're down here for volunteer work, and we're calling you in.
Your name is?
This is Cross. I'm operator 227.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from the call center in the United States, but we make the calls on behalf of the local ministry there, Stockport. And they're calling you into service under Her Majesty's name. You need to come in and help out with the bilge pump in the plant. No, no, sir. No, I'm not. I'm on antidepressants, but I'm not drunk.
Don't call here again.
I'm not drunk! God damn it. You better understand I'm not drunk. Call him back and explain that part. You better understand I'm not drunk, bastard.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
How did she get a grocery store, Tuck? That's impossible. Did I send her? I think I copy-pasted you one of the calls I was pranking. One of those numbers. That's funny. Whoops.
Maybe.
That is what I did. That is what I did. Hello?
Oh, that's what you did.
There you go.
Hang on.
There's the one.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Hello. Hello, love. We might play some AC/DC today, sir. Might be tonight, pretty soon. Okay, good news. Venison is sending in a link. If for a zip file. A zip file which contains voiceovers that he's recorded for us. So now we can start making those. And we're going to use, what's her face? Mia's, right? Also. This is going to be good, Tug. This is going to be good. Dude, he got a whole bunch of them. He's got way more than what I asked for. All right, I got these ready to listen. You want to listen to a few of these, Tuck? Tuck.
Okay.
All right, let's... Well, no, instead of doing pranks, I'll play these and
play them until she calls in.
All right, cool. All right, that's cool. I'm going to record hers, too. We need a woman. A woman's better. A woman's sexy. All right, let's see.
And now, Carlito, the mooly prick. And
what? Hey, he called me a mooly prick. What would he say that?
Carlito.
What the fuck is that?
At least for now.
And now, Carlito, who is this guy?
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool. All right. Madhouse Radio with Echo.
Madhouse Radio.
That's good. I thought Venison would do good with this. He's got a good set of pipes on him, yeah. That's what I was looking for, was pipes.
Madhouse Radio.
Cool, that works good.
Hey, guess what? Madhouse Radio is live.
Yeah, I like that. It sounds like a Vietnam flashback right there.
Hey, you're listening to Madhouse Live on...
Cool, good deal. This dude, we're just going to open up so many things for us now. I'm going to be able,
yeah,
I like this. This is all going to be good. Prankcast. We got a prank guy. He made two for Prankcast. This is good, Venison. If you're listening now, man, you're helping out. Thanks, man.
Hey, check it out. You're listening to the Prankcast.
Oh, dude, that's nice and breathy.
You are listening to the Prankcast.
All right. So there we got the mouth.
This is 98.6, the mouth.
Cool.
This is 98.6.
All right, we're going to start bringing the mouth back. Yeah, this is, yeah, we got a whole bunch more of these. This is cool. This is going to be plenty of stuff here to work with. Thank you, Venison. Very good of you. Very good. Things will continue here. The steamroller's rolling, man. Let me go back to 1914. Venison is listening. Good work, Venison. You're the man. You get honorary gold star for the day. Super gold star. And Winamp has frozen. There we go, it's back. Tombstone sending in a number. Let me turn this on. There we go. Tombstone sending in a number for Amanda, who is fat. Big lips, and she's Spanish. So I can have her way, my way with her. That's nice. Dude, Canadian Calculus 2. I was talking to someone about Calculus 1 and Calculus 2 last night. I know that most of Calculus 1 is slope. How would you describe Calculus 2? At least the way you're taking it. I don't know where you're taking it, what school or whatnot, but I'm just curious because I might have
hard.
To be taking... Oh, no, it's... Yeah,
it's
I think it's a little... From what I understand, it's a little more trig. But that's probably... You know, that changes from state to state per college system. The college system might not be the same. But hey, you gotta love my mom and dad because I'm taking them tomorrow to my mom. You know, I think I mentioned my dad had a heart attack at the last week of July, and then my mom had a heart attack 4 weeks after he got out. My dad had a serious heart attack, a major one where they had to revive him with the paddles and everything, and he had minor surgery. They put in they did the angioplasty, You know, the catheter in the thigh next to the rabbit. And they use the two balloons, open up.
Yeah.
They open up, you know, angioplasty balloons in the arteries, open them back up, and then they put in some stents to keep them from collapsing.
Right.
Yeah, so they didn't know open heart surgery, but he literally...
Science class.
He literally, like, died. They had to revive him there in the hospital. And then my mom had a minor heart attack 4 weeks later and went to the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
And they checked her out, and they're like, yeah, you need a bypass. And they took her to the big hospital downtown, and she had a open heart surgery. Can you imagine that? It's out of the luck. And my mom and dad are convinced that it's Santa. You ever hear of Santeria?
Yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah.
You know, I had a cover for you for the past month or so.
Yeah.
But it was like crazy stuff was going on.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Like, my mom and dad say they're really into the religious stuff. They're big in the Catholic Church. And they said they found two coconuts wrapped up in tinfoil on their property about 2-3 months ago. And yeah, they were researching and they said, yeah, that's Santeria. I'm like, oh, you mean that crazy Cuban stuff? She's like, yeah. Yeah, I know you probably heard this. Everyone's heard this stupid song Santeria, but it's like basically voodoo. It's a version of voodoo from Africa that got picked up in the Caribbean by the slaves that were sent over there.
It's Catholic voodoo?
It's like a Catholic-based voodoo. It's like a marriage between the Catholic faith and like voodooism from Africa, kind of. I mean, because African slaves were brought over to the Caribbean, to Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and they mix those beliefs with the Catholic beliefs. Right. So these people will go to Catholic church, but they're also like witch priests and stuff, and my mom's convinced that some people got upset with her and the whole church hierarchy and did that to her. Yeah, that kind of thing. I don't know. No, Sarah Palin isn't sacrificing chickens and doves and stuff like that. What are you talking about? But she's convinced that something like that happened. Yeah, she's convinced that they do stuff for coconuts to bring bad stuff to people. They'll put your name in a coconut and then they'll seal it up or something.
Yeah, but there is an actual YouTube of Sarah Palin being exorcised by a witch doctor.
Really? Like she did a visit somewhere and was that like she was out in the Caribbean or was she in Alaska with Eskimos?
I don't know where she was, but she was at a church, and some witch doctor preacher.
What are you talking about?
Did an exorciser on her in front of the YouTube. But I'm not even making this fucking thing up.
Give her a dickin'. Let's see, Sarah Palin, dude. This is cool. I type in Sarah Palin in the new Google, and it's showing me results.
Witch doctor.
Well, it's showing me results for Sarah Palin breast implants already, really quick. That's pretty funny. All right, Sarah Palin, witch. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know there was a. Here we go. Sarah Palin witches. Sarah Palin's witch doctor gets protection from witches. What the fuck?
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every form of witchcraft is what we reveal you in the name of Jesus. Father, make a winner. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Is that real?
Thank you so much, Ed. We can all...
Here we go. All right, Tuck, let's listen to this.
In a moment, I'll be asking you that we pray for Sarah, and I'll tell you the reason why.
Sarah.
When we talk about transformation of a community, we are talking about God invading seven areas in our society. Let me repeat that one more time. When we talk about transformation of a society, you know, of a community, it's where we see God's kingdom infiltrate, influence seven areas in our society. Number one is the spiritual aspect of a society. Mainly, the church for a long time has just concentrated on that dimension, whereby we simply want people saved. We want them to go to heaven. We want them delivered, and that's it.
Skip this forward a little bit here. Hang on.
Look at the, you know, if you look at the Israelites, that's how they were.
Oh my God, this guy's
saying
himself talk.
That's how they are even today.
Get where she's up there.
When we will see that, you know, the top transporters in the land, we see, you know, the bankers, we see the people holding the pass. They are believers. We will not have the kind of corruption that we are hearing in our societies. So we go to the third area. It's in the area of politics. Tell your neighbor politics. Do you know what I discovered, Ed? This is funny. The people who actually split churches, they have the gift of politics, but they are exercising it in the wrong place. That's what I came to know. There are people who are wired to politics. Because God wants to take the political, you know, dimension of our societies.
All right, let me skip it to
and
the good stuff.
And those people should be prayed for. All over the country.
Skip to where she's up there.
Yeah, I'm getting to it. I got the video up now, so you can watch it.
Is anybody hearing me? And the last area is to God about this woman. We declare the state.
Well, here we go.
Right, hold them and raise them up here. Come on, talk to God about this woman. Come on, talk to God about this woman. We declare favor from today. We say favor, favor, favor. We say grace, my God. We say grace to be rain upon her in the name of Jesus.
My God, you make your joy, you make room, you make ways in the desert. And I'm asking you today, we are asking you as the body of Christ in this valley, make a way for Sarah, even make a way, my God. Bring finances her way, even for the campaign in the name of Jesus. And above all, give her the personnel, give her men and women that will back her up in the name of Jesus. We want righteousness in this state. We want righteousness in this nation, because you say that in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, use her to turn this nation the other way around. Use her to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, so that the curse that has been the Lord can be broken in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We come against every hindrance of the enemy standing our way today. In the name
of... So was it, I mean, what? Is this really a voodoo priest, or is this some guy that said he wanted to protect her from witches? Or is it both? It doesn't... I thought it was going to be like African people.
Yeah, both.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a lot of preaching.
No, it's like
this.
In a church somewhere.
Yeah, it is. I'm playing the video of it. I got a still shot of it right now, just so people can see what we're saying. I'm going to move on, but... I don't know. Yeah, she is kind of wacky, though, man. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
But yeah, I didn't know he didn't... Yeah, and I know. I didn't know. It, that came out... Back during the election.
Yeah, you think she's really going to run for president? I think she's going to, and that's going to be great, because there's no way she's going to win.
She's going to, and no one's going to vote for her, because
no.
She's a quitter.
She did quit being governoress.
She quit. She quit being governor.
Governoress.
She's a quitter.
I call her governoress. They got a woman roaming for the Democrats here in Florida.
Any other thing that she does or says is moot. Because she quit.
Yeah, this guy.
She quit her office.
This woman, Alex Sink, is running for the Democratic nomination for governor here for Florida. And I'm not trying to be racist or a jerk or anything, but I find it hard to believe that she's half Korean. And she looks weird. She doesn't look all there. Oh, cool. Look, the soundboard's up. If people want to see how the soundboard works, if you're watching the video feed, here you go right now. I hover over this, and let's see. Who can we play here? The mouth? We already played that today. Where's the mouth one? Mouth. Here we go. Mouth.
98.6.
The mouth.
That's how that works. Look at that. You're watching Madhouse in real time.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to have to scoot on out of here. There's dinner downstairs.
Uh-oh!
And you're probably wrapping up anyway. I know.
Sounds like I am, right? Yeah, I'm kind of slow. All right, cool. Well, Tuck, thanks for being on, man. Bye. Bye, jerk.
All right. TuckerMike.com. Mwah.
See ya. All right. Canadian's a Republican, but he's Canadian. Hooters, West Covina. I like calling Hooters and flirting with the girls. Like, hey, you remember me? Yeah! They usually go, yeah! Like, I don't care. Just fucking come in. Come in and fucking pay me money. I'm a stripper. I just don't get naked. That's all they are. The other mouth is on yell with reverb. Nice, Venison. I almost want to end the show just to start using that shit for the promos. I got two people all... with the third on the way.
Hello, thank you for calling Hooters West Covina. I'm the best happy hour. This is Jeff. How can I help you?
Hey, man. This is Jeff?
Yes.
Oh. You're a dude, right?
Yes.
You don't work there and stuff, do you?
I'm the manager on duty. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Okay.
It just gives like a brain down thing. Like, you know, I have to talk to you.
Well,
like, if I'm coming in there, it's for the chicks, you know. I don't want to be talking to some dude back there. Hoser.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you are in here, you will not have to deal with me. You'll be talking to the chicks.
Is there a woman I could talk to right now?
Yeah, did you need to place an order or anything like that?
Yeah, but I'd rather talk to a woman.
Sounds good. Hold on just 1 second.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for waiting. We'll be right with you.
I'm talking to dudes. Hooters. Hello.
Is this Luis going to help you?
Who's this?
This is Luis.
I said I want to speak to a woman. Are you a woman?
How can I help you?
No, you're not a woman.
How can I help you?
I don't need to... Is there an American I can speak to then?
I'm sorry?
Is there an American person I can speak to?
Speaking to?
No, but you have an accent. I don't understand you.
Okay, well, then you can try some other story if you like.
No, listen. I was supposed to talk to a woman. Oh, asshole. I hope I talked to the manager on duty first. He put the fucking... Who did he put? The fucking dishwasher in the phone? Can anybody make it a good point? Listen, I don't need to speak to you, all right?
Well, then why do you keep calling?
Because I was talking to the manager on duty first, and what do you do? Do you wash the dishes?
I'm the assistant general manager.
You wash the dishes, then.
Okay. Well,
what was your name?
Luis.
Gonzalez?
No.
Lopez? Martinez? Something like that, right?
None of those.
Torres? Benitez?
You had nothing better to do right now, or what?
No, I'm just, if I call in Hooters, it's to talk to women, because I'm going to go in there and see the women and look at the women. You know, give them tips for, Because I went down there and it was the women there that give food, right? I don't know who these men are that are answering the phone so much. This is some kind of trap.
The manager.
Well, I'm coming in, and I don't need you. I don't need you to tell my wife that I'm coming in there talking to my wife when she calls in to get a report. I have a deal with the women that they don't talk about it when I come in.
Well, then maybe you should tell your wife to keep in control then.
I am. I'm in control. Okay. What do you mean, my wife? Bye-bye. I'm in control. Maybe because you work with women. There we go. I'm starting to get warmed up. Now I'm getting angry.
Thank you for calling Hooters Los Covina. Is this Luis? Can I help you?
Does your mother work there?
No, but yours probably does.
She does, yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Listen,
sorry, say hi. Okay.
What is it like to work for women?
I'm kind of busy right now. Like women, honestly,
what's it like to have women tell you what to do? Crazy fucking Mexican. How'd that greasy Mexican get a job over there at Hooters? Tell me that. Grimy Mexican. Tornado warning, tornado sirens. Oh, where Foxy? Where's Foxy live? Foxy, where do you live? Out in the fucking Kansas shit? The fucking boonies? We get a lot of tornadoes here in Florida. All the time we get tornadoes here. We don't have tornado sirens like they do out west, more out west, out there where they live, in tornado country. But we still get a lot of mad number of tornadoes. I don't know why they never put tornado machines out here. What does a tornado siren sound like anyway? Like an air raid siren? Is that what it's supposed to sound like? How's it go? It's like... Meh, meh. Whatever. Scooter scoreboard bar. I'm going to ask him what the score is for the game. You know the game I'm talking about. I think I'll do an Eddie Garcia prank call just for the hell of it. It's been a while, right? Yo, what's the score of the game? Who you guys got the game?
Scooters!
Hello?
Hello?
You guys got the game out there?
What's that?
You guys got the game, the ball game?
The ball game? Which ball game? Minnesota?
Yeah, the game. Yeah, you guys got it?
Tonight? Yeah, we got it.
What's the score in the game?
Who won what game?
The game that you just said.
That you are?
You had a game over there. Just tell me what the score is of the game.
What? I don't know what game you're talking about.
The game, football. Man. You know, the big game tonight. I want to know if you got the game on. I'm not going to go in there waste my time and money on...
Yes, we have the game on, you hoo-hoo.
Expensive beer, nasty food. You hoo-hoo. What the fuck is a hoo-hoo? I'm going to ask him about that now.
Scooters, may I help you?
What was that he said?
Excuse me?
That he said something nasty. What was that? Can you explain?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I was asking about if you're going to have the game in there. This guy called me a nasty word.
I'm sorry.
Who was it? I want to know right now. I want names right now.
Who is this?
This is going to be a problem for him. You tell him. This is Cross, and I'm calling in to make sure you got the game on. And some guy was over there, and he called me a bad word at the end, and he hung up the phone on me. And
who is this?
This
who is
Cross.
Excuse me, I don't... Who?
Cross!
Brad who?
Cross. Brad Cross.
And what were you calling about? This is...
I was calling about the...
I am the middleman here, so don't be yelling at me, please.
No, I'm just... I'm sorry, honey. I'm just angry.
Please do not be rude with me.
I'm angry and upset, and I'm... You know, my mother just had a heart attack a few weeks ago, and I'm just... I just want to come in and watch the game, and he's telling me about the game.
What game? What game?
The big game tonight. You know, the big ball game tonight, and I'm trying to make sure that I go in there...
What big ball game are you talking about?
The game. Yes, the game.
What game, honey?
Do you got all the games
there? I don't even know what game you're talking about.
Do you have a satellite machine? Huh?
We have DirecTV, and we have satellite, but I don't know what game you're talking about.
But you have a satellite machine there then, right?
We have DirecTV.
And you got the NBA package, NFL package, all the packages with the satellite machine? You do or don't? I mean, it's an easy question there.
We have DirecTV,
okay.
And we have satellites. But I don't know what you're looking for. What game are you looking for? Do you have any idea what station it's on?
It's one. You know, what you can do is if you give me the remote, I know how to find it. And if you don't have it, then I just hit the buttons to order it, the code. You just got to give me the code and I'll order it.
If it's something that's blocked, we can't pay for it.
It's one of those things that you pay for with the remote.
No,
You can, because you have DirecTV.
But we will not pay for a game that's blocked. We won't do that.
But you can, right? Because I work for DirecTV. I know how it works. You just have to have the remote. But
honey,
I'm telling you, sweetie. Please?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what game you're looking for. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, but all I need...
And what network it's on.
But, honey, if you just give me the remote, then I'll fix it. I'll make it come on the TV. That's all.
No, none of it's something we have to pay for. We will not pay for it.
But I can...
If
I can,
it's something
well,
that's blocked, we can't pay for it.
Well,
we
I work for DirecTV. I'll bring in the...
Matter, hon. What I'm saying is that it's something that's got to be paid for. We cannot...
What box do you have? I'll bring the remote for it myself. It's okay. Well, just tell me what box you have. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, if you tell me what box you have, I'll just bring in the remote for it, because I install DirecTV.
We have, like I said, we have DirecTV and we do have satellite.
Yeah, but if you look at the box for me, then it'll tell you just tell me the model on the front, the model name, and I'll know what remote to bring.
It's DirecTV, I don't know.
We
have four different boxes, son.
There's one of three different boxes that we install for DirecTV customers, right? Oh, you know what? I'll bring in all three remotes, and then I'll control it from the table, and
I'm in the middle of my happy hour right now, and I'm really busy, sweetheart.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm going to bring in a remote, and I'm going to order the pay-per-view ball game. All right? Hello?
I'm having a hard time hearing you right now.
I'm going to order the pay-per-view ball game with my own remote.
Okay.
On your TV. I mean, you can't stop me.
If you get it on your TV, then why are you worried about us having another?
No, I installed DirecTV, so I have the remote that'll work with your box. So I'm gonna but I'm gonna control it.
I'm in the middle of my happy hour right now, sweetheart. I'm really busy.
It's cost $39.99 for the basketball game. So I'm
no,
gonna
we
order
are not
it.
Gonna pay that money for that, sweetie. We are not gonna do that.
Well, you don't have to.
I'm sorry.
You're not paying it. I'm gonna order it.
We are not gonna pay for it, okay?
But I'm gonna put it in the remote, so you have to pay for it. Damn it! That's what I'm just explaining to them. I get to understand that. I'm gonna pay it. I'm not gonna pay. I'm just gonna order it. I think phone losers should work on that as a prank and not going to order. But I noticed that these wing houses, Hooters, and Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is another big chain that does this. There's another one out there that isn't in Florida, but I heard there's another big chain out there, more West-like, where they always order those UFC fights on the TVs. But, dude, you can go out for $5. You can go out and you can buy a... universal remote now, and like when I was at the hospital, they lost the remote to my dad's TV, and I just I went $5 to the Kmart down the road, and I bought one. I found the code and I gave it to him, who was controlling it. So I'm thinking I could go with a very they make them really small now. I could conceal it. And then in the middle of the UFC fight, I could just start putting in codes and I could start turning off TVs. I went in the last time and they have only one kind of TV for all the small ones all over. And then they have one big screen one on each side, which are the same models also. So I just have to find the code for each of them. And I buy two remotes for $5.99 each at Kmart. And then I program one remote for the small TVs and one remote for the two big screen TVs. And I'm going to go in there and turn them all off. I think I should be able to turn most of them off by hitting the button once, because I think they'll all read the off and they'll turn off. And that'll piss them off. I can turn the volume really low and shit like that. But I think they have their own speakers. But I can fuck around with them. I'm thinking about trying that, and hopefully I don't get beat up. I'm going to do it like right in the middle of a match, right when something big is going to happen. And I'll switch the channel to static. Ha ha ha! Dude, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get Evil Artie to go with me, and I'll get in and record it on an Android phone on Ustream. We'll do it live. There's an idea. Write that down. We need to make that Project Red Eye. There you go. Lonesome Loser, work on it. Nunu, write it down. Project Red Eye. I'm going to record that live. Anybody know how the phone show was last night? Let me know. Curious to see how it went. Canadian, order a gay porno for them with the universal remote. Let me look for any other numbers here. We got Cooter Salvage. That's the last one of the day. Thank you, Lonesome Loser, for sending in numbers, Cracker.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing there, Salvage Boy?
All right.
That's good. Hey, man, you guys got my Buick there?
Got what?
My wife wanted to get my Buick towed away, and I left out of town. I came back, it's gone. And I think you have my Buick. Let me tell you something, you don't have no papers for that. You better hope
first of all, I don't have your Buick.
You better have the papers for my car when I come down
here. I don't have your car.
You have my... Do you have the papers for it?
I don't even have the car. I don't have nothing.
Do you have any papers?
No.
I want proof in the papers that you don't have my car. I want you to print it out right now and fax it to me.
If I don't have a fax machine.
I'm going to come down there and get it then. What time you open till?
Come down. It ain't here.
I want you to print it. Do you have a record of all the cars that you have there? The VIN numbers? I like messing with salvage yards because they're so fucking mean and nasty. I just want to play the Reclude ones. Actually, Reclude started off, and we called him a year later with me. And he had a cop call me back. We'll play those as we head out of here. We'll have Reclude and Salvager take us out. Hey. Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello, ma'am? No answer from the ma'am. Ma'am, woman, a salvage yard lady. Hello? Can you turn the TV down, damn it? Asshole. What I would like to call is the BBC again. That'd be kind of cool. If we have that number still, Nunu, could you send that to me? You got a few minutes left. Oh, I said I was going to call Amanda. Hang on. Tombstone reporting used to turn off TVs all the time in bars in Canada. There is Go19, take note of the TV models, Panasonic, whatever it may be. Save the code in the cell phone as contacts and go in and do your thing. And the thing is, I think there are some Android phones that have fucking... they've got the infrared on it, I think my G1 might have it. And there's an app. If your phone comes with the infrared on it, you can turn it into a TV remote. I might be able to do that. I might take that route, I think. I'm going to have to check it out. Let's see if I can find that app. I'm going to write that down on my things to do on the big board. Right, I'm going to call Amanda here because Tombstone asked us to call this and I forgot about it completely. DJ Glowworm checking in. What's up, Glowworm, man? Nice talking to you. You new sending in the BBC number. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Big Amanda?
No.
This isn't Big Girl Amanda?
No, this is her mom.
Where's Big Amanda at? Big Fat Amanda.
Hello? Hey, who's this?
I want to speak to Big Fat Amanda.
Hell no. You better not come back over here, fool.
Hey, listen, you Mexican.
I'm telling you, bro, you better not call back over here.
You're Gracie bitch. You better not talk to me like that. Put my girlfriend on the phone.
Hell no, I ain't get nothing.
Who are you, her cousin?
No, I'm her brother.
All right, so put your fat sister on the phone.
Hey, bro, listen, the whole thing is that you're lucky I don't know where you live.
There's trouble for you, boy, if you don't put her on. Where are your papers at, by the way? You got papers?
Man, I swear, man.
Hello?
Do you have papers?
Who is this?
I'm calling for Big Amanda.
Huh?
I'm calling for Big Amanda.
Okay, what do you want?
This is Big Amanda? Is that who I'm talking to?
Yeah.
Do you supersize?
What?
Do you supersize?
What?
Do you supersize?
That's why you're asking that?
Just because I'm writing it down for the insurance. Do you supersize your food all the time, or sometimes, or never? Like on this, would you say you supersize never?
You touch them up. Yeah.
Sometimes. Hey. All the time.
Hey. Uh-huh. Hey, why don't you shut the hell up? How about that?
I'm not intimidated by you, little boy, Mexican.
Where are you at then? Let's meet up then. Let's meet up somewhere.
Come on, man. This is Los Angeles, man.
Well, come on. Let's meet up. If you're so tough, let's meet up then.
Don't get nasty.
You gotta call me and act like you're acting so hard over the phone. But let's meet up. So I'll beat your fucking teeth out.
How are you supposed to do that? You're feminine.
Let's meet up.
You're effeminate, though. I mean, why would I be afraid of you?
Come on. Let's meet up. Let's see then. Let's see how hard you really are. And you come over here and you want to meet up somewhere. And we'll see how hard you really are.
It sounds like you're about to eat the phone. Can you put Big Amanda back on the phone? Because I can't understand.
No, hell no.
I don't speak
Spanish. The whole thing is, if you're not going to meet up with me, you might as well just shut the hell up, and I'm just going to hang up and never call back here again.
Piece of shit.
If you could be a fucking pussy.
Piece of shit. It's got me talking back to myself at the end. Tombstone, who was that? That was fun. Let's call him back.
Huh?
Listen.
Hello?
Listen.
Hello?
You're lucky you don't know where I live, or that I don't know where you live, because you're threatening me, and that's not nice, and that could get you in big trouble for you. Okay?
Well, I'll tell you this right now, sir. I mean, I don't know who you are.
Uh-huh. That's not
okay.
Good. Okay, honey.
Okay, baby.
Listen, but I know the NCIS police, and if I were to know where you live, that I would get them to lure you out with a taco and some beans. And get you out, and they'd arrest you for having sex with Big Amanda. You understand what the problem is there when you do that? What that does to the genetics and stuff? And they don't allow that in this country.
Well, just like your mom. Just like your mom.
No, not my mom. I don't have a mom.
Yeah, it's just like your mom.
How many fathers do you have?
you probably got like 10 dads.
But I said it first, though. You didn't answer me. Remember when I asked you just now? Because you were like,
that's too bad.
You were like, hey, that's your mom. Remember? And then I asked you how many fathers you have. You sounded just like that, like a vagina. Is how you sounded.
Yeah, that's your mouth is.
Like your mom.
That's your mouth is.
Your mom. That's you, stupid.
Right here.
How about your mom?
Right here, officer. He's right here on the phone. Hold on.
Keep talking.
Hey, officer. How are you? Hello? 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 I'm done. Anyway, that was kind of fun. Who's Amanda anyway? What does Amanda do? They drive Geek Squeak? What? Tell him they look like the S. Oh, you're talking about the the Incest Police. They drive Geek Squad cars. They got the white shirt with the narrow black ties. That's funny. Canadian. It's a Mexican officer. Can't use a phone. All right, my people. I hope you had a great time tonight. I sure did. It is 9, I can say 9, 7, especially 9. Next show next week, I'm going to try to get better. I'm going to get a Twitter account, something just for letting people know, hey, we're going on tomorrow night at midnight, or tomorrow morning at 12, no, whatever. Just a way to get the word out, you know, more properly and in time, so people know when we're going to go on live. And we're getting better with the podcast. Don't worry. Coconut's editing right away right now. I am too. And we're going to be setting up some new episodes coming up to the Prankcast pretty soon. More prank calls as well. I'm just going to keep the one feed from now on. So I'll keep it there. All right. So I'll keep it there nice and easy. And, yeah, be sure to visit MattHowellSlive.com, Tucker Mike's website, TuckerMike.com. That's Tuck. He was on here earlier, if you remember that part. He was on here being all funny and happy. Thank you everyone for sending in numbers, especially Lonesome Loser, Nunu. Oh, hold up, I'm supposed to call the BBC. Fuck.
BBC Switchboard.
Hey sir, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I'm having a problem with my neighbor's TV. It's too loud.
Right, okay.
He's watching BBC. And, well, they suggested to me that I give you a call about that.
That's ridiculous. I'll put you through to audience.
Well, listen, sir. Can you turn the TV down, please? Because it's so loud that I can hear it in the background on your phone. Hello?
Thank you.
No.
We're putting you through to the next available advisor. All calls are recorded and monitored.
Hello, BBC Audience Services. Listen. Mark speaking. How can I help you?
I don't know why I got put through to you. My neighbor has BBC on so loud that I can hear it through the walls. And I just call into the switchboard, and it's so loud that they can even hear it over there on the phone. You understand?
Okay, yes.
I want you to turn the TV down right now.
Well, that's not something I can do, sir.
Well, of course you can. You control the stream. Turn it down so I don't have to hear it anymore.
Sir, it's something you have to pick up with your neighbor directly. It's not something we can do anything about.
Let me tell you something. I'm from America, and if the TV's too loud, I can call NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, PNN, CNN, any of those channels, and they will turn down the TV like that. Lickety-split.
To my knowledge,
third world countries like this one here where you people don't even have control of your own airwaves. And
yes,
these
sir.
Disgusting like people
said,
here.
There's nothing I can do. Personally, you would have to pick up with your neighbor directly.
Turn it down. You have the source. I want you to go to the back room and turn down the volume down to like 8, something more appropriate. Do
yeah,
it right
I'm
now.
Account.
And what's, then what good do you do here? Where are you from? You're not even from Britain. You sound like somewhere else. Where are you? Are you different?
No, sir, I'm not. So there's nothing I can do from my end.
I don't really give a toss. I want you to turn it down now.
Well, sir, I said twice there's nothing I can do to help you, I'm afraid. And it's your neighbor you have to speak to directly about this, okay?
I'm
going to
sue you.
Give
me your
name. Thank you very much for your call. I have to move on.
Stupid donkey. Give me your name because I want to write you down in a lawsuit. Stupid donkey. Damn it. Alright, now we're done for real. Well, thank you everybody for listening. As I said before, that was the BBC. That was BBC. Good night, everybody!
niggas don't know how long we gonna be here. Feel me? So enjoy this shit, enjoy yourselves, and then we out of here. Sit me.